Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Confederate Heritage and Pride Radio Show tonight. Justin Burton and Freda Mincy Burton. Radio show tonight. It's been a long time since this radio show has aired. I want to say a few things tonight. I know the name of the show is pretty much about so-called Anonymous, and they're them saying that they accused us of being how we want to say Ku Klux Klan members. Well, I had to have this radio broadcast tonight because I just wanted to laugh about that, because really, we're not associated in any part with the Ku Klux Klan. We're not associated with any of our pages or organizations or anything like that. Is not associated with the Klan. We're not members at all either. So, a lot of the news stream tonight on from USA Today and CNBC and MSNBC, whatever it's on, has said that they've kind of dug a little deeper into it and found out that this anonymous group that did this is actually fakes. They are posting names that have nothing to do. I mean, they post even United States senators on there that have really nothing to do with the Klan itself. But they posted to anybody really nowadays that supports Confederate history, no matter what it is. If it's history and you're out flagging and you're participating in events, you're considered and decimated and considered a racist. It's just how it is. I mean, you know, you support something you like and you promote your backgrounds, your beliefs, and your heritage, it dooms that you're a KKK member, I guess. Okay, whatever. That's just political correctness at its peak. But, you know, it's gone on too far and too long enough to really, you know, I mean, my question to America is when is America going to stand up for our rights again? When is America going to stand up for our liberties, our Constitution, what our government was founded by? And you know, when is that going to happen? And I honestly don't think that it'll ever happen, because people are just too scared to stand against the government, you know, and stand up for what America is really about, which is, well, one, freedom of speech, and you know, your constitutional rights. You know, they ban them every day. They take whatever they can from us, and I don't think it's right, and I don't believe anything that is really said anymore. Anything that's in the mainstream news is a bunch of propaganda horse crap, excuse my French, but that's what it is. You know, so honestly, tonight my parents had a phone call from a so-and-so, you know, saying that they were laughing on the phone, and I'm a white power idiot and whatever not, and, you know, and it's, to me, it's just, you know, it's time to grow up and try to act your age, and most of the majority of these people, I'm sure, are just, you know, living off the system and don't have anything to do better else in their lives, and, you know, and make people's lives more frustrating and stressed out than what they might be already, you know. So, to me, you know, I'm tired of it, and I wanted to quit. But also, when you spread things like that, you know, that's also slander as well. So, you know, lawsuits are real great as down the line, you know, if you want to consider those. But I'm going to let Freda talk about this.
Hello. No, what I want to say is, you know, Anonymous can talk about the KKK all they want to. And they can talk about them taking off their hoods and, you know, exposing them. That's fine with me, but leave the innocent people alone. I mean, when you call a family and you're harassing them more than one time, that's a little overboard. And it's pathetic. I posted on the pages that, well, on Heritage, that we were going to leave because I'm fed up with it. I'm tired of it. People are not what they used to be on the pages. You know, I was told that people don't want to hear about the history of the Civil War anymore. They want to hear about the politics that are going on now. Well, too bad. I'm taking Heritage back over. It's going to be about the history of the Civil War. If you don't want to know about the history, don't go on the page. And I want the postings, political postings that are being going on the page, I want those taken off. If you want to sell anything, if you do it on the page, you're going to be banned from the page because what belongs on there is history.
It's Confederate merchandise. I mean, I really don't care about that, but just stuff that's like, you know.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, stuff
sandals,
like that. I mean,
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? We don't mind the Confederate stuff. That's fine. But, you know, we fought a long and hard battle to get where we are. And, you know, I hadn't been on the pages very much here lately because I was finishing my book up, and it went into publication. It's the one, The Lingering Spirits of the Civil War, the ones that a lot of you, my friends out there, did send your stories into me, and they are in the book, and it should be ready tomorrow. And y'all get to see your names and your stories. And the pictures that I placed in there to go along with your stories. And I hope you enjoy the book. Another thing I want to talk about, I started this Confederate Santa, and I started it early. You know, the Alabama flaggers have got a bad name. I have no idea why. It may be because we have our names on a few monuments that just says Alabama flaggers. But and we don't back down. And we don't intend to back down from any group. But we want to see if we can collect toys for children and get as many as we can. We want to see if we cannot even break a record. I know Christina Dunnington, she loved the idea. We talked about it. And what we need to do is coordinate, you know, how to pick the toys up, where to take the toys. I know where we can turn them in at, you know, here in Alabama or here in Gadsden. So, you know, a little toy is just as important as a big toy, you know, to a child that wakes up on Christmas morning without anything. Because, you know, when we were growing up, it did happen when my dad was on strike at Republic Steel. You know, I can still remember it. I mean, we had a few things, but, you know, children remember that, and they don't need to have to live through that. But as far as Anonymous goes, they want to talk about the KKK and their hoods. Why don't they take off their Halloween mask? And why don't they expose all the Black Panthers' names? I mean,
yeah.
You know, let's...
Nation of Islam and Lou Farrakhan and his idiots and...
threatening white people and killing all babies and all that stuff. Why doesn't that be let out? What about all the scam artists in Washington? What about all those names? You know, what about all the cover-ups and Al Sharpton and his propaganda train that he's on? What about all that? I mean, why don't we uncover all of that? I mean, really.
Why don't we do something important?
Yeah.
Waste their time.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what started all of this stuff and all of that drama and nonsense and, you know, I mean, it's just grow up society.
I know, and it's ridiculous when you read some of the things that we read, like,
Yeah.
Like I was just reading, and you pulled it down off of it.
Where, down here?
No, it was right up there on the very top.
Oh.
Which is ridiculous. Excuse me, we finally found it again. It says Virginia flaggers are promoting a white power Klan rally at Stone Mountain. Oh, my God. Isn't that terrible? The flaggers are promoting a white power Klan rally. I mean, Stone Mountain should stay the way it is. I mean,
I've never seen so much.
Why? It's like I said, they're like a black cancer that's just swarming in the South, and it's like, you know, there are groups that are fighting. A few groups out there, not many. I mean, not many at all, because some guy was on Internet the other day, and he had planned something, and I think 9 people showed up. That's their problem. 9 people show up. I mean, how can we fight anybody if we all can't get together to do it? I mean, it's common sense. It's black and white. It's right there in front of everybody.
What's going to happen is that really the country is going to turn into a racial war. Things are going to get bad, and they will. Besides everything else going on in the news, but you know, they started it themselves. I mean, you know, they think that we owe them something, and we don't. We don't owe them anything. And I'm going to explain that.
They know that.
I mean, you know, it's just. I don't get what we owe the black culture. I mean, I don't get it.
We don't owe them anything, and they know it. But see, at one point in this history that we missed, they got the idea and the okay to take. And now it's just take, until it's got to this point.
Yeah.
Where we can have what we want.
But see, it's like, you know, like the other day with the burning of the churches. They found out a black man was burning all 9 of those churches. They arrested the man. He was in custody. And not a boo out of Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton.
Let me
tell you something. If it was a white man, boy, I tell you, they would have found him and hung him from a tree.
And said he was
racist
and from the Confederacy.
Yeah,
I guarantee it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything like that, you know. Even they can pinpoint, like the drummed out news, like Ted Cruz said the other night on the GOP debate, when he said the news is all full of propaganda and they need to start really getting down to the facts and stop dilly-dallying around with stupid crap. You know, it's just the way society's turned, I guess. And, it is what it is. But, you know, as days get longer, times get tougher, people, you know, screw up even more, and, you know, I mean, look at society, look at the way the country's falling. It's not just, you know, what's happening with our South, it's everything. I mean, the stock markets, the banks, everything, our food, our jobs, everything. I mean, can we put food on the table at night? I don't know. I mean, are we doing without tonight? Who knows?
Yeah, I was going to, was wondering, if anybody saw that, saw the video that happened to witness the Virginia flaggers in Washington?
I couldn't tell you.
You remember the flaggers in Washington, and they were attacked?
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody noticed who was attacking them. If you noticed, it wasn't all black people. It was, excuse this word, but fits, you know, she fits where it. Skanky white people and some scummy black people. And in my opinion, these people were paid to do what they did. They were paid to attack these flaggers in Washington. And if you listen to it, even the police turn around and tell one of the white scum where the flaggers are. And then they run to attack them. And it was pathetic. It was absolutely pathetic. And they really thought they did something important. Well, what did they do? They just showed that they are the dirt of the earth. They have no, they have no scruples. They have no upbringing. They're a form of ignorance in America. That's all it showed. The flaggers all left with dignity. So, you know, what did we leave behind? Ignorance in Washington. So, you know, proud of that. At least they left with that. And in Union Springs, that mayor down there, we're going to have a really good problem with him. I'm already having a problem with him and his so-called lawyer. Because when we went to Union Springs for the memorial, he did state that if I could prove that there was a soldier buried up under that theater, that he'd let me put something up. Well, we had pictures of the tombstone taken up under the Red Door Theater. And now I proposed, you know, to put a plaque, at least a 18 by 20, with the both of the Butterfield brothers' names. It's Frank Butterfield and Milton Butterfield. And then put a huge shadow box around it with plexiglass so nobody could file and break, you know, cut themselves, so forth. And they refused to let me put it on the inside. Now they won't let me put anything on the outside. Well, I called the Attorney General's office here in Alabama, and I did find two laws. One of them is there is a law against the internment of a body under buildings. There is also one, I would give you the code number, but I don't have it in front of me, but it does carry criminal penalties. And there is a man down there, like I said, at the Attorney General's office that is working with me, and we're going to see if we cannot use these laws against the mayor of Union Springs and the city council if they want to stand behind him, because what's right's right, and these soldiers should be laid to rest and remembered instead of being walked on and desecrated. So that's the news on Union Springs.
Okay, well, to me, that's I'm probably going to end the show here tonight. I don't have too much more to say, but, you know, whoever's listening, the South, America in itself, you know, God bless us all. Everybody just stay safe, and there's some hard times coming up.
Pray for America.
Yeah, pray for America is right, and our beautiful Southland, too, as well.
Amen.
You know, I don't really know what much more to say, because I've never seen America this bad.
I have one thing to say. I was wondering if this made any sense. Doesn't the government work for us? And if it does work for us, why can't we go up there and take it over or take it back? I mean, I've asked myself that. Why can't we take our own government back?
Yeah. well, I'm going to end the show here. God bless you all. You all have a good night. And I'm going to end it, the song tonight. Let's see. Yeah, let's just do this one. Let's just do the Southern's Battle Cry of Freedom. God bless you all.
Have a good night. Good night from the heart of Dixie. Callers on the show. One of them left. I'm going to accept this caller on the show. We don't have much time left. We only have about 6 minutes. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Justin? Freda. My name's Charles. Freda knows me.
Charles, how are you?
I just wanted to say, doing good. Just wanted to tell y'all, keep it going. Love the show. Dio Van Dyke. Keep them flying and fly them high.
Thank you, Charles. God bless you, and God bless the South, and thanks for calling in.
Welcome, sir. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, sorry about that. I got a little bit of delay on the line. I have another caller on the line. Let's get him on. Go ahead. You're on the show.
Hey, Mr. Burton, how are you doing this evening?
Good, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I noticed you were talking about the group Anonymous tonight, and I just wanted to call and kind of weigh in my opinion on it. I looked a little bit into this list that they released of the phone numbers and email addresses of some of these KKK members, and first of all, I don't really support the KKK at all. I think they're a lot of the problem of what we're having with the Confederacy nowadays and our heritage. But I noticed that these email addresses and phone numbers that they released are 99% outside of the United States. For example, a lot of the email addresses have a Russian domain name, and even some of the phone numbers have a different country code than the U.S. And, you know, I'm not really sure what their motivation is for doing it, but it's just kind of weird that they're trying to tie it in right now with all the Confederacy stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, we don't associate at all with them. And, you know, I mean, my own personal family tonight had phone calls from, you know, lists that they had made and put out there. And,
you know, I mean, they could have just taken it off of Yellow Pages if I'm listed, but, you know, it's just, it's really unbelievable. I just can't, I can't stand all this political correctness anymore. It's just so, it's so dramatizing. It's gotten out of control.
It's threats.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Right. And, you know, I also noticed earlier y'all were talking about the black man that was arrested for burning the churches. And I'm not sure if you noticed or not, but about a week and a half ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center actually posted an article on their website about it, in which they said that they could only be the works of white supremacists. So they had already said that it's white guys, you know, it's Confederate lovers pretty much, and everything else that had done it. And now they're not going to eat crow over it. They're not going to say they're wrong, but I mean, they flat out said it was white supremacists. They flat out said it's white people doing it.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much trying to hype up a racial war. That's what they're trying to do. And, you know, and the white people haven't done anything, I mean, as far as I could see. You know, they take everything out of context, and they blow it three times out of proportion. It's just, it's unreal. You know, it's like they want the Jim Crow laws back, but they want it on the white people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, some people want to say it's reverse discrimination. I don't believe that even exists. Discrimination is discrimination, no matter what race it's being done by. And,
yeah.
You know, that's exactly what they're doing. They're wanting not equality, but extraordinary privileges. They're wanting above and beyond.
Yeah, they did. And they do it every day. I mean, if it's not this stuff that's going on, it's just the government doing something else or trying to pass laws in the middle of the night, and you know, that we don't even know about. And I mean, I feel like everything's falling apart. You know, it's not just this stuff; it's just the whole country's falling apart.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know what?
I
only have about a minute.
I know you're.
I only have about a minute and 45 seconds here left, but I don't want to interrupt you, but, you know, I appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir. You have a great evening. Thanks for the broadcast.
All right, thank you. You have a good night.
You too.
Well, I had those last-minute callers there. I had to get them in. But, listen, y'all have a good night, and God bless you all. And y'all, and the whole country and the world and everybody in it, please be safe.